cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Matthew 13:16.
But he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John 8:12.
Amen.
Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Those words, Hosanna, Hosanna to the highest, were heard 2,000 years ago, and we hear them today. And blessed are you who come in the name of the Lord to worship, to serve, to learn, and to grow. Welcome to worship on this Palm Sunday and the opening of Holy Week, Passion Week. We come with mixed emotions. We come knowing that we should be grateful and celebrate it, but we come very reflective And so perhaps in a way sad that Jesus went through what he had to go through, what happened in that week so many years ago. But even in that, we sing on this side of the cross that he is the light of the world, and we come reflecting upon that, knowing that Easter is in our hearts. We're glad that you are with us. Some are here for perhaps for the first time, and we ask that you register your presence with us by filling out the little forms. You'll see them in the pew pockets at the back of your pew row. Drop those in the offering plate. At the conclusion of this and all of our services is a hymn of response. We will sing that, and the church invites you to come, maybe to profess your faith openly and publicly, maybe to make a quiet decision right where you are, to contemplate what it means to follow Jesus and be obedient as Jesus was obedient. All that is to say, this is a special Sunday. We come celebrating, but we come reflecting, and our choir will deliver our message for us through music. Sometimes it is music that really expresses the profundity of our feelings and our emotions, and we appreciate, even before they sing and share, our choir and our instrumentalist who has spent so much time in preparing our message in music today. Would you bow with me now for our invocation? Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in your name, O Lord. We pray that we each may come in your name, truly expressing what it means to say the word Hosanna, God will save us from our sins. We pray we might come with a sense of celebration, but also a sense of reverence and discipline and reflection. And so we pray you would speak to us through the message that David and the children will share during our children's time, through our prayers, through our music, through the event of fellowship that draws us close to one another and to you. May we know your presence, O Lord, your living presence in both the shadows and valleys, as well as the sunshine and mountaintops. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This time I want to invite our children to come forward for our children's time. Good morning. How are y'all doing this morning? Good. Are you excited? It is a special week. We are beginning Holy Week, and we begin our celebration today with Palm Sunday. It's kind of a funny day, and the reason why it's kind of funny is because there were a lot of people expecting it, but they weren't anticipating it. Let me give you an example. How many of y'all have had birthday parties over the last year? Okay. Did y'all have themes for your birthday parties? Have you ever done that? What are some of the themes you've had for birthday parties? What? Sports, balls, yep. Sock, toy guns, okay. Paris? Oh, wow. Hi. Okay. Birthday parties are a lot of fun, but parents a lot of times during these birthday parties... Oh, well, happy birthday to you. You see, when we prepare for birthday parties, parents put a lot of effort into it, right? They try to make it everything. They get the right decorations, the right theme. They want it to be perfect. Sometimes parties happen without any preparation. All right. Definitely his birthday in the last week. There are parties that take place that people don't have time to prepare for. And Palm Sunday is one of those days. Did you realize that? It wasn't a birthday, but it was a celebration. Because the Jewish people had been waiting and waiting and waiting for the Messiah to come. The person who was going to restore them to the people they had been of the past. And they were waiting and they were anticipating and they were expecting it to come, but they didn't know when. They didn't know when it was going to happen. When Jesus came and started telling them who he was, people were getting excited. They were excited. The Messiah has come. The Messiah has come. Hey, did you hear about Jesus? He's been traveling to the town over there, and he's been telling people who he was and who he is and what he's come to do. And they were excited, like getting excited for a birthday party. They were excited, but they didn't know when Jesus was coming. But Palm Sunday, the day we celebrate today, remembers the day that he came into Jerusalem. That day of celebration. Now, the people around didn't have a chance to get on their best clothes. They didn't have a chance to decorate with the theme of the day. They didn't have a chance to blow up their balloons and all that stuff. They didn't have balloons back then. But they didn't have time to do that. Do you know what they did? They looked and they said, hey, there he is. There's Jesus. He's here. He's coming. What are we going to do? We're not ready. We're excited, but we're not ready. What are we going to do? How are we going to decorate?
Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. Let us pray. Father God, we celebrate your son's triumphal entry into Jerusalem. We are excited and anticipated about what this week, Holy Week, brings. Now we know it leads to the cross, but we know the cross was conquered by the empty tomb. Father God, as we anticipate and celebrate this week, may we be reminded of how it shapes us and changes us this day. As we come to a time of offering for our service, Father, may we be reminded that just as you gave your son as a gift to us, you have blessed us in so many ways, and we return a portion of those to you this day. We pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This week, our prayer revolution focus is on the churches in our community that join together and worship on a regular basis. We have the honor and privilege to worship with our brothers and sisters in Christ at Elon Community Church, First United Methodist of Elon, Elon First Baptist Church at Morgan Place, and Shallowford Christian Church multiple times during the year. And it is really, truly a blessing to come together as a community to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you think about it, that's what Holy Week is all about. It's about coming together to worship and celebrate who Jesus Christ is. This week is a special week for the churches in Elon. This week we have multiple opportunities to come together, beginning on Thursday of this week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. upstairs in our fellowship hall. We will be having a Stations of the Cross. You are invited to come and walk through a 30-minute experience of placing yourself where Jesus stepped his final steps and spoke his final words. Our community will join us on Thursday for Maundy Thursday, and then we will again come together on Good Friday at 7 p.m. at Elon Community Church for a Good Friday service where we all join together to worship and to celebrate. But Holy Week is not over on Good Friday, because Holy Week carries over to Resurrection Sunday. And next Sunday morning, we will again gather together as a community at 6:30 over at Holt Chapel grounds, over where the Elon Homes for Children used to be, and worship together with a community sunrise service starting at 6:30 a.m. We will then come and fellowship around the table together in our fellowship hall around 7:30 and you are invited to come and celebrate and worship and come together as the community of Elon. We have brothers and sisters in Christ among us in this community, and it is a week to celebrate and to proclaim their name. And we are thankful that we can. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, as we gather here this day, I know our brothers and sisters in Christ at Elon Community Church, at First United Methodist of Elon, at Elon First Baptist at Morgan Place, and at Shallerford Christian Church are gathering just like we are to celebrate this beginning day of Holy Week, of Palm Sunday, of the triumphal entry of Jesus. And Father, I pray for these communities as they worship just as we do today, that it prepares us for the opportunity to come together this week on Maundy Thursday and Good Friday, and then again on Resurrection Sunday. Because the conquering of the cross and the emptiness of the tomb proclaims that we are all God's creation, and that we all have eternal life through Him if we proclaim His conquering of death. And Father, we do that here in Elon. And we do that across this community and across this state. May we continue to do that. And as we lift up these congregations, may they be anticipating the coming together just like we are. Father God, I lift these churches up to you. I lift our congregation up to you. May we be prepared for what Holy Week is going to mean and bring to us. In the Lord's name we pray. Amen.
All the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name, proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise.
Easter is a story of redemption and love, a story of suffering and strength, but most of all, it is the story of mankind and the sacrifice that God made to bring us home to Him. For generations, our sin separated us from our Creator. Our forefathers spent untold hours making sacrifices that could never truly wash clean our souls. But God, looking at the mountain of our transgressions, did not turn his back on his fallen creation. Instead, he sent his Son, a part of himself, to pay for all the things we have ever done wrong or would ever do wrong.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:16-17.
Amen. Refreshing blood he fought for me.
great is the glory of the Lord Almighty, who left his throne in heaven and came to earth as a baby, not in a wealthy family, but to a poor couple from Galilee. Jesus endured all the difficulties that this earth could offer. He endured the temptation of sin, the threat of pain, the knowledge of his coming death. As Jesus entered Jerusalem at the beginning of the Passover feast, the city was much like the world today. There were those who placed palm branches at the feet of his donkey and cried, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." But there were also those who wanted to silence Jesus' message of grace and love to all sinners. As he rode into the city, Jesus knew that his path would lead to the cross, but he looked beyond the pain and suffering and offered himself as the final Passover lamb, the sacrifice that would pay for the sin of all who ask for the grace he freely offers.
Thank you.
Only through the will of God could events have moved so quickly during that Passover week. Can you imagine today someone being arrested, tried, and executed during the space of only 2 days? Jesus took his final hours with his disciples to teach them how to remember him as they ate the Last Supper in the upper room. He taught us the lesson of obedience to God's will in the Garden of Gethsemane. He taught the world how to forgive as he hung on the cross. And with his final breath, he finished his greatest miracle. He reunited mankind with our Heavenly Father and tore the veil that separated us from the God that loves us more than we could ever deserve.
Thank you.
There were many in Jerusalem that Friday night who thought the story was over. Jesus was quickly buried in a borrowed tomb, and a massive stone was rolled in front of the entrance. Since the Sabbath was approaching, there was not even time to prepare his body for burial. To make sure that Jesus' followers did not steal the body and claim his resurrection, the local authorities placed a guard at the entrance of the grave. They meant to make sure that Jesus stayed buried. But when his followers came to the tomb on Sunday morning, they found Jesus' body gone, the stone rolled back, and the guard gone away. Mary began crying, thinking that Jesus' body had been stolen. But the angel that was sitting on the stone told the women that Jesus is not here. He is risen, just as he said.
He is risen. Hallelujah. Please stand and join us by singing Crown Him with Many Crowns.
Victorious in the strife for those he came to save. His glories now we sing, who died and rose on high, who died eternal life to bring, and lived that death may die.
One day when heaven was still.
Jesus' death to pay for our sins and His victory over that same death were a fulfillment of biblical prophecy. And just as He rose from the dead, He will return again, triumphant over death, sin, and Satan on that final glorious day. So while we celebrate His gift of eternal life to us, let us also prepare for His return, making, as He commanded, disciples of all nations, so that they too will be ready when the Scripture says, "The Lord Himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first, and so we will be with the Lord forever."
He is Jehovah Jireh, which means God who provides. He is the God of Israel and Abraham, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, Almighty God, the beginning and the end. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. When there was nothing but the darkness of the deep, He was there. Before there was light, He was there. He spoke to Moses from the burning bush, and He was there with Daniel in the lion's den. Since the beginning of time, He has provided light, protection, manna, columns of fire in the desert, water from the stone, miracle after miracle wrought by the hand of God. All that we have is a gift, and Jesus is coming back. Every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus and no other is Lord. Message in song. It is the message, Hosanna, God will save us from our sins. It is a message of victory. And we sing of that in our hymn of response. I will be at the front on behalf of the church to receive any who would come to profess your faith, to unite with our church, or to rededicate your life. As God leads you, would you make known that decision as we stand together and sing Victory in Jesus.
I've heard about His glory.
come to a conclusion of our service today, I think we have something to share with our choir, our instrumentalists, and Laura as they prepared our Easter celebration today. Let's have a round of applause for them. And this is just the beginning of Holy Week and the beginning of an exciting day. I want to remind our children, right after worship today, come upstairs for a time of lunch and an Easter egg hunt that will follow. Remind everybody Sunday night activities tonight, starting at 5 o'clock with our fellowship meal. Ministry teams, we do have church council. We also have a roundtable meeting tonight at 5:45. So please come out tonight for our events this evening. Dennis?
Would you bow with me as we have our closing prayer? Lord, we have waved palms. We have sung of the majesty of your glory. Now we pray that you would send us out to serve you sacrificially, gratefully, and with all the resources that you have placed within our hands. May we be faithful and loyal as we walk through the valleys and the shadows that this Holy Week reminds us of. And may we look forward to Easter Sunday and to the resurrection promise that we share, because we know as surely as Christ was crucified, so was he raised. Go in peace, walk in love.
Amen.